Introduction to the Mahadasha System and Tribhagi Division in Vedic Astrology. The Mahadasha System in Vedic Astrology is a method used to understand the significant periods of influence of each planet in an individual's life. It is based on the Vimshottari Dasha System, which is one of the most widely used methods in predictive astrology. Here are the basic principles and structure. Mahadasha, major period. The Mahadasha is the primary period of influence of a planet in a person's life. Each planet has a specific duration, during which it significantly influences the native's experiences, opportunities, challenges, and overall life direction. 2. Antardasha sub-period. Within each Mahadasha, there are sub-periods known as Antardasha. Each Antardasha is ruled by the same planet as the Mahadasha, but combined with the influence of other planets in a cyclic order. The duration of Antardasha is proportional to the duration of the Mahadasha. 3. Pratyantardasha, sub-sub-period. Each Antardasha is further divided into smaller sub-periods called Pratyantardasha. These represent even more precise periods where the influence of different planets manifests in conjunction with the Antardasha planet. 4. Periods of each planet in Vimshottari Dasha, in years. 1. Ketu, 7 years. Brings spiritual growth, sudden changes, detachment, health issues. 2. Venus, 20 years. Focus on relationships, luxury, comfort, creativity, financial gains. 3. Sun, 6 years. Focus on authority, self-esteem, career growth, leadership qualities. 4. Moon, 10 years. Emotional experiences, family matters, mental peace, public recognition. 5. Mars, 7 years. Energy, courage, conflicts, initiatives, physical activity, accidents. 6. Rahu, 18 years, illusion, materialism, unconventional paths, obsessions, sudden gains or losses. 7. Jupiter, 16 years, knowledge, wisdom, growth, education, wealth, religious activities. 8. Saturn, 19 years, hard work, delays, discipline, restrictions, long-term gains, karmic lessons. 9. Mercury, 17 years, communication, intellect, business, travel, learning, adaptability. Ketu, spiritual pursuits, detachment, confusion, losses related to ego or status. Venus, love, relationships, marriage, artistic success, pleasures, indulgence. Sun, success in career, rise in status, health issues related to heart or eyes. Emotional development, nurturing relationships, changes in home and family. Mars, energy for projects, aggression, potential for conflicts, real estate gains. Rahu, sudden success or downfall, foreign connections, unusual circumstances. Jupiter, education, prosperity, marriage, children, spiritual growth. Saturn, patience, perseverance, challenges, slow progress, maturity. Mercury, intellectual pursuits, communication skills, trade, wit, versatility. Nas 6, calculation and activation. The Mahadasha sequence begins at the time of birth and is determined by the position of the moon in a specific nakshatra. The nakshatra lord determines which planet's Mahadasha will be active at birth, and the sequence of the Mahadashas follows a set pattern. This system is used to analyze the timing of various events in a person's life and to understand the planetary influences during specific periods. Each Mahadasha, Antardasha and Pratyardasha period brings a blend of planetary influences, reflecting their combined effects on the individual's life. Half-Tribhagi or the Three-Division System in Vedic Astrology. The Tribhagi or the Three-Division System is a nuanced approach to understanding the specific energies and experiences one might go through during a particular Mahadasha, Antardasha or Pratyardasha. This system divides the duration of a dasha into three equal parts and correlates each part to the qualities of the three nakshatras governed by the same planet. Principles of the Tribhagi system. 1. Division into three parts. Each dasha period is divided into three equal parts, corresponding to the three nakshatras ruled by the same planet. For example, if the Mahadasha is of Ketu, it is divided into three parts corresponding to Ketu's nakshatras, Ashwini, Magga, and Mula. 2. Influence of nakshatra energies. The first part of the dasha will reflect the qualities and energies of the first nakshatra under that planet's lordship. The second part will reflect the qualities of the second nakshatra. The third part will reflect the qualities of the third nakshatra. 3. Moon's placement and energies. The energy experienced during the dasha can also depend on the specific nakshatra where the moon is placed at the time of birth. The energies of the dasha get refined based on this initial nakshatra placement, emphasizing the characteristics of that nakshatra in each part of the dasha. Example, Ketu Mahadasha in the Tribhagi system. If a person is born in a Ketu nakshatra like Magga nakshatra during Ketu Mahadasha, 1. First part Ashwini-like energies. This phase is influenced by Ashwini nakshatra characteristics. Energies, quick active, dynamic changes, new beginnings, healing energies, and impulsive actions. There might be a strong desire to initiate new ventures or a sudden change in direction. Second part, Magga-like energies. This phase is influenced by Magga nakshatra characteristics. Energies, focus on power, authority, legacy, and connection to ancestral or traditional values. There may be a need to establish oneself in a position of power or to connect with one's roots and heritage. 3. Third part, Mula-like energies. This phase is influenced by Mula nakshatra characteristics. Energies, deep transformation, uprooting old foundations, intense research, and seeking the truth. There may be a phase of significant internal or external upheaval, leading to a deeper understanding or realization. Application to each planet's Mahadasha. 1. Ketu, Ashwini. First part, Ashwini, initiation, healing, new beginnings. Second part, Magga, authority, leadership, ancestral ties. Third part, Mula, transformation, destruction, search for truth. 2. Venus, Bharani Purvalguni Purvashada. First, Parani, creativity, endurance, dealing with constraints. Second part, Purva Falguni, pleasure, relationships, luxury. Third part, Purvashada, victory, rejuvenation, growth. 3. Sun, Kritika Uttara Falguni Uttarashada. Kritika, purification, discipline, sharpness. Uttara Falguni, responsibility, leadership, service. Third Parashada, final success, determination, clarity. Moon, Rohini, first part, Rohini, growth, beauty, nurturing. Second part, Hasta, skillfulness, creativity, manipulation. Third part, Shravana, learning, listening, wisdom. 5. Mars, Mrigashira, Janishta. Mrigashira, curiosity, exploration, restlessness. Second part, Chitra, creativity, architecture, brilliance. Danishta, wealth, fame, rhythm. 6. Rahu, Ardra, Shatabisha. First part, Ardra, turbulence, research, detachment. Second part, Swati, independence, flexibility, balance. Third part, Shatabisha, healing, secrecy, reclusiveness. 7. Jupiter, Punavasa Vishakha Purva Bhadrapa. Punavasa, rebirth, homecoming, renewal. Vishakha, duality, goal orientation, growth. Purva Bhadrapada, mysticism, transformation, severance. 8. Saturn, Pushya, Anuradha. Uttara, first part, Pushya, nourishment, discipline, protection. Second part, Anuradha, devotion, friendships, perseverance. Third part, Uttarabhadra, endurance, spiritual depth, stability. 9. Mercury, Ashleshyeshtha, Ravati. Vashlesha, mysticism, control, secrecy. Second part, the authority, protection, power. Third part, Ravati, compassion, guidance, detachment, using the Tribhagi system. This system helps refine the interpretation of each dasha period, providing more detailed insights into the types of experiences and lessons an individual might go through. By understanding the Tribhagi division, one can predict changes in life more accurately during different parts of a dasha and prepare accordingly. This system, combined with the primary dasha and bhukti analysis, gives a comprehensive picture of how planetary energies unfold over time. Soul Growth, Ketu Mahadasha, 7 years. Welcome to the Consciousness YouTube channel. In this video, we explore the Mahadasha system of time cycles in Vedic astrology and how each dasha and antardasha fuels and propels a person to move, embody, and accomplish goals, purpose, and life lessons embedded in each nakshatra. We'll see how the Mahadasha system brings these experiences to the soul for learning and growth. If you're new to my channel, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and leave your comments for the video. The Ketu Mahadasha, spanning 7 years, is a transformative period marked by spiritual growth, detachment from material concerns, and an inclination towards uncovering deeper truths. This dasha can be broken down into 3 equal segments, each corresponding to one of Ketu's nakshatras, Ashwini, Magga, and Mula. Below, we consolidate Ketu's characteristics with the traits of each nakshatra to provide practical insights into how these energies may manifest in real-life scenarios. 1. First segment, Ashwini Nakshatra, approx 2 years and 4 months. Practical impact, new beginnings, and impulsive actions. This period is characterized by a strong urge to start new projects or ventures. The native may feel driven to initiate changes, take risks, and pursue new opportunities, often without thorough planning. Focus on healing and health. There is a heightened interest in health, wellness, and healing, both for oneself and others. Careers in medicine, alternative therapies, or fitness may flourish. The native may feel called to help or heal others, displaying compassion and empathy. Restlessness and lack of stability. Impulsiveness and a desire for constant movement may lead to frequent changes in personal or professional life. There is a need to consciously cultivate patience and persistence to avoid burnout and instability. Ketu's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may experience heightened intuition and a strong sense of purpose in initiating new projects, especially those related to healing or helping others. This period may bring new insights and a surge of innovative ideas. Negative influence. There can be a tendency to act impulsively, leading to instability in personal or professional life. Emotional volatility and impatience can create difficulties in sustaining long-term efforts or relationships. Real-life application. Engage in projects that align with your passions but ensure you have a sustainable plan. Explore new health regimes or healing practices, but avoid impulsive decisions regarding career or relationships. Focus on learning new skills that can support long-term goals rather than short-term thrills. 2. Second segment, Magha Nakshatra, prog 2 years and 4 months. Practical impact, connection to heritage and tradition. This phase may draw the native towards family traditions, ancestral responsibilities, or issues related to inheritance. There may be opportunities to strengthen family bonds or take on leadership roles within the community or family business. Leadership and authority. The desire for recognition and authority is strong. This is a good time to step into leadership roles or pursue goals that enhance your reputation and status. However, it's crucial to align ambitions with ethical values to avoid conflicts. Sudden opportunities and support. Unexpected help or opportunities may arise, often through family or established networks. There is a need to leverage these opportunities wisely, without being over-reliant on external support. Ketu's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may develop a strong sense of responsibility towards family and community, taking on leadership roles and making decisions that benefit others. There can be a deeper understanding of one's roots and the ability to use this knowledge to make meaningful contributions. Negative influence. Ketu's influence can lead to arrogance or an inflated sense of self-importance. The native may become rigid in their views or overly focused on gaining power and recognition, potentially causing conflicts in personal or professional relationships. Real-life application. Use this time to reconnect with family values or take on responsibilities that honor your heritage. Pursue leadership or entrepreneurial ventures with a focus on long-term impact and integrity. Be open to unexpected opportunities, but evaluate them carefully before making commitments. 3. Third segment, Mula Nakshatra, approx 2 years and 4 months. Practical impact, transformation and letting go. This period involves deep inner work and transformation. The native may experience significant shifts in perspectives, often leading to a need to let go of old patterns, relationships, or material attachments that no longer serve their growth. Intense focus and research. There is a strong drive to understand the deeper truths of life. This could manifest as an interest in research, spirituality, or any field requiring deep analytical skills. Careers in psychology, occult sciences, or investigative work may be favored. Breaking free from illusions. The native may confront harsh truths, leading to a phase of disillusionment. This is a time to let go of illusions and embrace authenticity, even if it means facing uncomfortable realities. Ketu's influence in practical terms. Positive influence. The native may experience profound spiritual insights and a deep understanding of life's mysteries. This period can be highly beneficial for inner growth, research, and uncovering hidden aspects of oneself or the world. Negative influence. There is a risk of becoming overly detached or disconnected from reality. The native may experience confusion, depression, or a sense of purposelessness if they are unable to ground themselves. Obsessive tendencies or rigid thinking may also emerge. Real-life application. Engage in introspective practices like meditation or therapy to facilitate inner growth. Pursue fields that allow you to research, investigate, or explore complex subjects. Be willing to release outdated beliefs or relationships that hinder personal development. Ketu characteristics. Positive and negative aspects to be aware of. During Ketu Mahadasha, one must be mindful of both the positive and negative aspects of Ketu's influence. Positive aspects. Universality and idealism. Ketu encourages a broad, universal perspective, allowing one to see beyond personal and material concerns. This can foster compassion, self-sacrifice, and an inclination towards spiritual or humanitarian work. Intuition and insight. Ketu enhances intuitive abilities and the capacity for deep insight, making it an excellent period for spiritual pursuits, research, and uncovering hidden truths. Detachment and subtlety. Ketu's influence helps one detach from material obsessions and ego-driven desires, promoting a subtle and refined understanding of life's complexities. Negative aspects, eccentricity and fanaticism. Ketu can lead to extreme or unconventional behavior, sometimes manifesting as eccentricity or even fanaticism. There is a risk of becoming too detached or obsessed with unconventional beliefs. Emotional tensions and volatility. Ketu's energy can cause emotional unrest, leading to impulsiveness, irritability, and sudden outbursts. There may be challenges in maintaining stable relationships or dealing with authority. Unconventionality and lack of direction. While Ketu promotes spiritual growth, it can also cause confusion, aimlessness, and a sense of not fitting into societal norms. This can lead to feelings of isolation or disconnection. Being aware of these characteristics can help individuals navigate the Ketu Mahadasha more effectively, making the most of its spiritual benefits while mitigating its challenging effects.